Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 8:35. Mike Valenti joins us at 8:50. We have our picks coming up at 9:35. And if you like, well, we'll get into that in a little bit. Tuesday night, I went to a high school basketball game at Troy High School. West Bloomfield took on Troy. And I went to the bathroom before. And I'm in the bathroom. And I noticed after I did my business, there was a sign in the bathroom that said, basically, I wish I should have taken a picture of it so I had the exact verbiage, but what it basically said is, no more than one person allowed in a stall. And I just thought this was the oddest thing I've ever seen. I said, first of all, yeah, I know this was a men's bathroom, obviously. Do people really have to be told by a sign in a high school bathroom that only one person should be in the stall? And even if people would go into that stall to do whether it's drink or do another type of a drug or even some sort of sexual act, what's a sign going to do?
It's going to do nothing, but the sign's probably there for high school students.
That's
right.
I mean, not just for you, or people going
to the basketball game.
Right. I understand that. But
the sign's not going to do anything,
right,
but it's
I just found it
one
weird.
Preventative measure.
Why would that sign even exist? You have to tell people not to go into a stall with another person?
Well, it's obviously happening a lot at Troy High School.
You know, if it deters just one couple from going in the stall together, maybe it's doing its job.
Yeah. Let me help Stoney here.
Yeah.
Have any of you ever been in another stall with somebody?
Ever?
Unless it's like your little child.
Yeah, my kid.
Your little child.
Right.
Like
right.
You're helping them potty train or
correct.
Still learn to wipe and all that.
No, but I know people probably have to like drink or whatever in high school, you know, still on.
Oh, yeah. Go smoking in there.
Right. I understand that. But why does there have to be a.
Yeah, sign's not going to stop
common
anybody.
Common sense
I don't
knows
think.
You shouldn't be doing that, whether you're going to do it. All right. The sign, all of a sudden, you're sitting there, you know, hey, Frankie, let's go in there and smoke a joint. Oh, no. The sign says we can't. I mean, they're going to do it anyway.
Like, seriously, the stall is meant for one reason. Yes! And one reason only.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, to me, I just thought it was so stupid.
I don't go there to read. I don't go there to do anything else.
Me neither.
Well, I'll read in my own bathroom. I'm just not reading in the public stall.
Right.
Yeah, I like the home field advantage. But I don't, yeah. I try to get in and out as quickly as possible as at the public ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get the sign. There's no need for the sign. Wasted sign.
Wasted sign. Exactly. It made no sense. Now, if there are parents out there who, you know, kids go to schools, I want to know if people have seen that sign elsewhere. I mean, it wasn't like a, you know, major sign. It was basically printed out. So it's not a, like a universal sign, like, you know, no whatever with it and across through the activity.
Maybe the sign is there. Just because if somebody suspects two kids in the stall, they can rip open the door. And even if it's only one, they could say, sorry, we got reports that there were two of y'all in
it's
here.
It's like a warning.
Right.
So, no,
so
not
it gives them, it gives them,
first
it gives
of all,
them permission to open it up, maybe.
No, it
no?
wouldn't give permission. And first of all,
I don't know that.
You would wait till the people got out of the stall. You're not going to go in there if you don't,
well,
you
not
don't
if
know.
You smell smoke. And you think they're in there smoking some weed or something. I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you, Stoney.
I don't know.
Okay. I saw something else that was very odd a few days ago.
As if that sign wasn't weird enough.
This wasn't a sign. Last Saturday, like I mentioned before, I went to the movies. And as we were walking into the movie complex, and this was an 8 o'clock movie.
A complex.
Okay, well, today AMC 20. I mean, it was
movie theater.
20 theaters. Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. I saw not just one, not just two. There had to be about 10 different people leaving the theater eating popcorn, going to their cars. I found that strange as hell.
Stoney, that doesn't surprise me.
I feel Stoney's world is like shrinking. I know, and like, he's just focusing
on the only one.
Popcorn is expensive. I haven't bought popcorn in a theater in a long time, but it's not cheap,
okay,
right?
Okay, but don't most people, if you're buying popcorn, you're finished with the popcorn during
the There's no rule that you have to finish.
No, those bags are massive.
It's unlike the sign. Not two people in a stall, but you are allowed to take your popcorn with you.
Have you ever seen people leave a theater with popcorn? Eating popcorn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think
we've taken
it
home before.
Okay.
The kids,
they
don't
give
eat
a
it
lot
all.
Too. I mean, if you get the big bucket,
they're huge.
I guess.
You know, Sonny, I used
Why do you think that's so weird when you're the one that ate popcorn out of the garbage at the palace?
Believe me. Not at the palace.
Oh, like it matters.
Oh, so that makes it better.
It wasn't the garbage.
Tom, you're so stupid. It was at LCA, okay?
That makes it so much better.
All right.
You want me to tell that story? When I used to work in Washington, few times leaving the cap center and noticing like a tub of half popcorn, I grab a handful and just eat it
in the garbage or on the
ground? No, it was on somebody's seat. The garbage thing got embellished over the years. There's no garbage. It's still disgusting when I look back on
it.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what was in that popcorn.
I don't know, you better hope there wasn't a hole in the bottom.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, so
that was a Tom that said that, not me.
That's okay. So that's me. So I just thought it was weird because I never saw that many people leaving a theater with their popcorn.
You know, it's the weirdest thing, Stoney. I was at Chipotle the other day getting a beautiful burrito. I mean, it was so good.
You took it home.
And I walked out of the Chipotle and I go to my car and I start eating it, and three people come walking out of the Chipotle and they're still drinking their drinks. And I thought to myself, why are they drinking their drinks?
I do it all the time. I'll even get an extra fill up of the refills, and you know, so I can drink some on the way home. I don't know. When you see
it's so weird.
We went out to Outback Steakhouse last week, and why are these people walking out with these white containers with food? I thought they were supposed to finish it there.
Right, you're supposed to finish your food while you sit there and eat it. You know, weird thing. The other day, Tom, I actually got this delicious crumb cake, and I ate half a Panera Bread. And the other half, I ate in my car. And somebody walked up to me and said, why are you walking out with a half-eaten crumb cake? You just finished.
Okay. Like I said, you don't have to keep it coming. Ticket text 971.
Well, there is a ticket text that says, I've never seen someone leave with popcorn before. This is very weird. Oh, come on. What?
Yeah, I just found it strange. And obviously, I'm the strange one, which we knew before, but...
Here's another one. Stoney, my grandfather, would get the free refill on popcorn on the way out of the movie theater.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Gets the tubs.
Getting his money's worth.
I guess I could see that.
Weirdest thing. I actually recently went to a car dealership, and I saw this guy walk in with no car, but he left with the car. Oh. Like, what happened?
All right. I'm sorry. You have no problem with my sign in the bathroom story, though.
No. Okay.
I don't know. Sometimes if you see something in life that you've never seen before, you might think it's a little different. Even though, and look, as you guys know, because I get, you know, made fun of a lot, I used to go to movies quite frequently. You used to work at a movie theater.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I used to find a lot of stuff. In fact, this is a fun story. I used to work at the old AMC West back when it existed. Now it's a gym. True story. Mitch Albom and Mike Stone walked into a movie when I was selling tickets to the movie. I gave Stoney free tickets. I didn't give Mitch free tickets. So. True story.
What's the craziest thing you saw working there?
Well, there was one individual, a media guy, that every time he came to the movies in the middle of the day, he used to get like the biggest pop you could get. And then when I used to clean the theaters, I always found a fifth of whiskey next to that big pop.
Wow.
So this individual, I'm not going to name names.
Can you give me a hint?
He would come in.
What channel do you work for?
I'll tell you guys off the air, and then you can tell it on the air if you think it's okay. But he would come in, and he would get blitzed. Yes. I also had a nice little racket going. I must say, I mean, I probably shouldn't admit this, but the theater's closed, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
There was the rule that you had to be 17 to see a rated R movie. Well, I became the guy at the movie theater, an usher at the time, that if you go see Jeff Rieger and maybe give him a five-ski, that he had the ability to get you into the R-rated movie. So I had 15- and 16-year-olds on a Friday night come up to me, give me the $5 bill.
Do you have any moral?
I got him in.
Like, regard whatsoever.
What do you mean? They wanted to see the movie. They had $5. I had the access. Boom, there you go.
Couple of quick ticket texts. The sign is there to give someone the right to open the door if two people are in there, like a disclaimer. Not designed to stop, designed to police. I always fill up my popcorn before I leave. Who doesn't love movie theater popcorn? My dad and I used to use the free refill before we left the theater to bring fresh popcorn home for my sister. She loved leftover movie theater popcorn, and we always got our money's worth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.